the one where Santa wore a mask over Christmas. By Luna James. Children around the world posted their letters to Santa a bit early this year, in case there were delays. Meanwhile, deep in the North Pole, Santa got the news that lockdown number 2 was most definitely going to happen. Santa had to close his workshop because it wasn't considered essential, according to the government. What would he do now? He had to put all his workshop elves on furlough. Christmas Day was fast approaching, and Santa was swamped with letters. He was so far behind, he needed to come up with a plan. And fast. The candy and the factory shop were closed to the public. Santa spoke with Camilla, the head chocolatier and candy specialist. "No need to worry. I can take your order over the phone, and we will deliver it straight to your doorstep," she said. Everything seemed to be going well, until... The Christmas team held an online COVID strategy meeting. Even though it would be challenging, they decided that they would work from home to meet their deadlines. "Don't worry, Santa, we've got this," said Little Red, the team leader. The elves worked tirelessly from home, making toys. But what about candy and chocolate? 3 sacks of letters arrived. They had been delayed due to COVID, of course. What a disaster. The Christmas team held an emergency video call. "The plan is to order the rest of the presents online. Next day delivery," said Red. Santa started ordering right away. It was all very stressful, but Evie the elf made everyone laugh as she had somehow managed to put a potato filter on her face and was unable to switch it off. There were a few technical difficulties, but overall, the meeting was a success. Just as Santa was about to leave on Christmas Eve, he heard a COVID announcement on the radio. He dashed across the room to turn it up. "All international travel has been banned," the presenter announced. He quickly went on the government website to clarify. Phew! Santa and flying reindeers were on the exemption list. He was allowed to fly as long as he wore his mask at all times. It was kind of annoying, but he knew it would be only for this Christmas. Santa and his reindeer took to the skies. The Children of Christmas 2020 will tell their children and their grandchildren all about the Christmas that Santa had to wear a mask, he chuckled to himself. The next morning, children all over the world woke up to find their presents safely under their trees, and a sense of magic and love filled the air. After the year we've had, one can only laugh. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. The end. Hi guys, I really hope that you enjoyed that wonderful Christmas story. Don't forget, remember to stay safe, and I'll see you in 2021. Merry Christmas, everybody. And thank you for listening to Storytime with Angel and Bonnet. Bye.